Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. Welcome to Sadhu Shares. I'm sitting outside today. Oh, my God, it's so blissful in our lovely little tiny backyard. So I'll go ahead and do my tuning in chant, and we'll see what happens after that. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom. It's within me, it's within all of us, and it's all around us. We are all connected. You know, I'm looking at these trees around me and these beautiful flowers. We've planted lavender, and we have a sunflower growing, and a bamboo, and some jasmine, and just... And I was looking at this beauty, and I somehow, for some reason, I saw a little tiny ant, I mean, in my mind's eye, and I just thought, we're all connected, all of us, even that little tiny ant, and basically, we are one, we are all connected, we're all, it's like we're individual and we're connected at the same time, because all that we do can affect everyone, and I really firmly believe that part of my mission in life, at least, has been to stay to fall madly in love with myself, because that will help heal the world. It heals me, but it helps heal the world, because I see that radiates out. And the angels have shown me, I love this image of that as we walk and as we exude that love, that it's like we're a snail, leaving a snail trail of love. And that as people then come and walk in that same spot where we've been, they feel that on some, maybe sometime tiny level, but maybe they're feeling it in a big way. And anyway, we are one, we are one, we are one. Even that tiny ant, I don't know why I was shown an ant at that particular moment, but anyway, that's kind of fun. So for some reason, I felt really drawn to pull a Voyager Tarot card this morning for this show. And what I got was that this is like for the world or what's going on right now. And so you'll appreciate this. I pulled the Ten of Crystals, and it's titled Delusion. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read what it says in the book, and then we'll see what the angels have to say about after that. Like synthetic crystals and artificial diamonds, the mind can be deluded into seeing what is not there, such as diamonds instead of glass. Your mind is creating illusions, seeing mirages, false suns, and diamonds in the sky. Seeing only what you want to see, you are subject to false expectations, delusions of grandeur, and mesianic thinking. Still, your pipe dreams and hallucinations make you an imaginative, foresighted visionary. And so I have to admit, I'm kind of really laughing at that one because of my question that came to me was, you know, the world is in a really crazy or appearing crazy state. And so when I saw the word delusion, I immediately was just thinking, it is all a delusion, really. And even though the words that James Wanless used to describe that, I'm kind of thinking of it the other way. Is what I'm getting is that it's to turn it around and see that the world appears to be going crazy. That, I mean, just, you know, the election right now in the United States just appears to be really kind of crazy and wild and like, oh my gosh, what's really going to happen? And you know what? It's interesting. I don't feel worried. I don't feel freaked out. I just feel really peaceful inside myself that all is going to be perfect. It's all going to be perfect. And so the card that I got, delusion, just really makes me think that everything out there is this, it's kind of this delusional thinking almost that, oh my God, that it would be really easy to get caught up in what appears, that, and that we really don't know. And if you ponder times in your life where, and I've found this to be helpful for myself, sometimes I'll think about something that's happened to me and then I'll look back and then look forward and see, oh my gosh, that's so interesting. So one of my best examples for myself is I was fired from a job about 8 or so years ago. And really, it was very crushing and horrible. And I never would have asked for that in a million years. But out of that really has come sheer bliss in my life. And it came at a time when pardon me if you guys have all heard this story before, but it came in a time in my life, in the economy that was very low. But because of that, I ended up getting 2 years of unemployment insurance. So it was like the universe was kind of kicked me in the butt, but said, hey, go on and prosper, you know, and do what you feel called to do. And I went into a very deep introspective state, a lot of healing. I was training to become a life coach, which has kind of morphed into me doing angel readings and whatever it is I call what I do, cosmic consultant, angelic ambassador of joy, anyway, whatever you want to pick. And so my point is that as humans, we just don't always know, you know, or we wouldn't choose the pain path, or we wouldn't choose the harsh thing to happen to us. But out of that can come amazingness and beauty. And another thing that happened to us in the last 6 to 8 months was we were living in Portland, the big city in Oregon, and our rent went up just phenomenally, like $365 in 1 month. It was going to go up. So we found out in November, and it was going up in January, and we were really a little freaked out, like, oh my gosh, we have to move, and what are we going to do? And we decided that we would move back to Corvallis. That was a pretty easy choice. And then it was like, okay, what about housing? And of course, me and my Ms. Can-Do, you know, soul type, immediately jumped on it, started looking at rentals and blah, blah, blah. Oh, I have to say, there are these beautiful butterflies flying around right now. It's very nice out here. But out of that, a bunch of things happened where we are now ended up in our most amazing house that we every day fall more in love with. And we're calling it our forever home. And we had a situation where our dear friend we call her our best friend, and she's like our sister, our family, told us that she wanted to buy a house and she was going to rent it to us. And at first we were just like, no, we can't do that. And she really insisted. And it's kind of feels like a miracle, you know, how things happen sometimes. So out of that hard, you know, news about having to move, and who wants to move? It's so kind of torturous. We are now back in Corvallis, which we've always loved. We lived here for about a year, quite a few years ago. We feel like we're with our tribe. I mean, we have lots of lovely friends in Portland, but there's something about coming to this, back to this town. We feel so embraced. If you go out if you go out and about and you're doing errands, we always run into somebody we know. We are so madly in love with our little house that we've got. We have a little more space, and we have a tiny little yard that's just perfect for us because neither one of us like to do yard work. So anyway, with all that said, you know, going back to this card, this delusion, you know, like really kind of fun to ponder, like, look at this election. Like, gosh, okay, what does that mean? What's going to happen? You know, almost, you know, holding, just imagining us all filled with light and love and joy and seeing what's going to happen, you know. There's just so much shifting and changes going on, and really, you know, we just can't begin as humans to really, really understand what's happening. And so anyway, that lovely delusion card, and we will be seeing soon about some things, right? And actually it may take a while for other things, so we'll just find out. And anyway, the angels are saying they want me to do a chant, and so, okay, what chant is it? Okay, they're saying they want me to do the chant for miracles, because basically it in our kind of delusional state, you could say, sometimes it's hard to feel like miracles can happen, and that, you know, it will feel as things shift and in the appearance of what's going on out in the world with everywhere, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. It will feel like a miracle for things to shift. So they're just saying that they want to put this energy out of the miracles, and it's kind of like opening the path. Oh, they're already telling me they want me to do another chant after that. Okay, well, let me do this one first. Dun dun rum das guru junasidya tenesavadiya. Puri hoe karamat opposite jinahare dhariya sikki ate sangati parabrahma karanama sakariya atala ataho tolatu tera antanapara variya jinita sevia bokara setu nipara utariya lava loba kamakro de maho maraka de tu de sapara variya. Dana sotera tana hai, such a tera pe sakariya. Nanaka tu lehenatu hai, guru amaratu vichariya. Guru ditata mana sadariya. Guru ditata mana sadariya. So I will do another chant, but in the meantime, I got this very clear image and message in the middle of doing that chant of cultivate some laughter, cultivate some joy, and whatever that takes. Is it watching a funny movie? One of the things I just picked up from the library recently, I'm reading the first book by this woman named Jenny Lawson, and it's called Let's Pretend This Never Happened, a mostly true memoir. And I don't know what it is about this woman. I start reading, I can be on one page, I'm laughing so hard, I can't even get past like one paragraph. I'm laughing so hard, I'm crying. And I don't know what it is about her, you know, it might not work for you, but she's just very, really funny. And so I'm sitting here kind of, you know, the angels are showing me I'm creating this kind of laugh world. And it's like they're showing me in a bubble, and it's like floating around, sharing that laughter, you know, that laughter vibe with people. And so anyway, the other chant I'm going to do is a chant for neutral mind, kind of non-attachment. And they've shown me this one recently that it's almost like this helping us. It's like we're on this narrow path. All we can see is this little path. And they have been showing me that I'm going to do this chant that it kind of helps broaden our path, open up our eyes to see four possibilities, and the lady just told me I better have a minute left. So, asankanav asankatav agam agam asankalo sanka kehe sirbara hoy akari naam akari salah akari gyan git gunaga akari likhna bolana ban akara sirasan jogvekan jine lake tisirnai jifurmai tif tif pai jeta kita teta now vinave nahi kotao. Kurata kavan kaha vichar, varina java ekava, jota depave sai balikar, tu sadasala mata nirinkar. So that's about the time we have left. Go out and find some joy. Go out and laugh. Laugh at home. Dance. Do whatever it takes. Find your joy. Find your love. And have a most beautiful, blessed day. Thanks for joining me.